And now to another Trump nominee, this time in the D.C. Circuit. On Tuesday, Naomi Rao appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee. If confirmed to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, Rao would fill the seat left behind by Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. But Rao is facing scrutiny over her current role within the Trump administration, as well as controversial writings from her time at Yale. Joining me to discuss Rao and her nomination is Zoe Tillman, legal reporter with BuzzFeed News. Zoe, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So let's begin by getting some background on Rao. What are her qualifications to be a district judge?
Rao currently serves in the Trump administration. She leads the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, which means that she basically oversees the administration's deregulation push. So there's a lot of talk of shrinking the administrative state, taking away powers from regulatory agencies, and she's been in charge of coordinating all of that. Before that, she was a longtime law professor at George Mason University, now Scalia Law School, where she was a very prominent thinker and writer on administrative law issues. She, early on in her career, had very prestigious clerkships. She clerked for Justice Clarence Thomas on the U.S. Supreme Court and has just been a prominent conservative legal voice for a very long time.
But she's never worked as a judge before, is that right?
That's right. She's never been a judge. She's written extensively on administrative law issues, which is a major part of the D.C. Circuit's docket. It's the main forum where if an agency adopts a regulation or does something and someone wants to challenge that, that goes to the D.C. Circuit. So it tends to attract nominees with a background in administrative law, but she has never been a judge herself.
So we don't have judicial opinions to look at, but we do have her writing about administrative law. So are you able to tell us what the policy implications of having her on the D.C. Circuit would be? What would her judgeship look like?
It's always hard to predict what judges are going to do, but we do know that generally someone who has this kind of conservative legal jurisprudence on a court like the D.C. Circuit will mean when a case comes up challenging a very big action by an agency. Let's take, for instance, the Clean Power Plan, which was a major environmental policy adopted under the Obama administration, where something really big like that comes up. We tend to see conservative judges siding against the agency, basically saying agencies should not have too much power. These are unelected officials. We shouldn't give so much deference to the agencies. It should be up to Congress to make laws. Whereas judges appointed under Democrats, more liberal legal jurisprudence, tend to see more deference to agencies as okay and allowed for under the Constitution.
Right. And she also got questions yesterday from senators based on the story that you broke about Rao's writings from Yale. Let's take a listen.
In some of my writings, I talked about the issue of rape and sexual assault, and I emphasized that rape and sexual assault are crimes for which men should be held accountable and that no one should blame a victim of sexual assault or rape. I also attempted to make the common sense observation that there were some actions a woman could take to make it less likely to be a victim of those horrible crimes.
Tell me more about what you found from her time as a prolific op-ed writer at Yale.
Yes. Even in college, she was a very strong conservative thinker and writer on campus and wrote a number of columns for several campus publications. And a couple of them dealt with the subject of date rape. And as she alluded to in her testimony, she wrote basically that women who drink too much bear some responsibility if they're assaulted. She wrote things like, if a woman drinks to the point where she can no longer choose, well, getting to that point was part of her choice. And these are comments that have, you know, gotten the attention of Democrats and some Republicans on the committee as well, who have questions about whether that reflects her current thinking. She also wrote about race, affirmative action, LGBTQ issues, really touching every hot button subject that a judicial nominee would be expected to address one way or the other at her confirmation hearings. And then the question was, does what she wrote two decades ago have bearing on her qualification to be a judge now? And she said some of the language she used made her cringe. Mm-hmm. She tried to explain that she wasn't saying that women are to blame if they're assaulted. But Democrats have said that they didn't really see enough of a walk back from her from what she wrote.
Zoe Tillman is a legal reporter with BuzzFeed News. Zoe, thank you for sharing your reporting with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.